Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in on a Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Daryl Ryder in one final day. Kenny will be back next week. It's been a fun week. Somebody said it's been an interesting week, Daryl. I'll take that as a ringing endorsement.
In its own way.
Yeah. We had Jason on Wednesday. You're in today, which is perfect. We got a lot to talk about. Owen and Kenny are here as well. We move on. We're past OTAs, right, Daryl? Pretty much.
I'm good. Yeah,
we got that out of our system.
Yeah, we're good with May football until next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday is what?
More OTAs.
And then what?
More OTAs.
What's the calendar like?
Three. We got two more weeks of OTAs.
Yeah.
So we'll be out there next Wednesday. We'll be out there the following Thursday, I believe, the final week. Oh, by the way, Monday, the Browns have their charity golf outing, so I'll be out there for that.
Will they let you play?
No, they will not, and that's actually a good thing that they will not let me do that.
Will they give you a cart like John Daly at the PGA Championship?
No, I don't get a cart. I walk 18 holes.
Oh, do you? So you get some good steps in. You check the iPhone, you check your steps for the day, and it's the most exercise you've gotten in a long time?
For the week. Not the day, the week.
Okay.
I will cover myself for the week, but... And then veteran minicamp, June 4 through 6.
Okay, we're getting closer. A lot of people, we've been having these debates ad nauseum about just how important is any of this. Joe Thomas seems to think none of it's important. Coaches think it's vitally important. I think that's kind of the yin and yang of football. It's in the CBA. I think from what I've heard, Odell's going to be in like one day every week.
Yep.
That's it.
And that's what John Dorsey asked.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when Dorsey was asked earlier this offseason about Odell's schedule, and he said, I'll be happy if he's here one day a week. And that's exactly what you're going to get. It's just it's not going to be when we're out there.
Well, that's perfect. So he's playing all of you. He's playing everybody.
He's trolling us all.
And I'm sure all the fans are just fine with that. It's amazing. No matter what, whether the team is good or bad, there's only one thing kind of in unison is that
everyone hates the people that cover the team.
Yes, especially when...
Especially me.
Especially when you've told them how bad they've been for the last 25 years. They don't want to hear it anymore. Yesterday, Indians were in action. So we knew. We had Curtis Danberg in here earlier this week. And he talked about, hey, exciting time coming up, 11-game homestand. And we're all like, all right, no excuses. We're done. The weather's going to be nice.
Yep.
You're getting two series to start the homestand that are absolutely winnable. And I saw that Baltimore team yesterday, and I know they jumped out to the early lead. Trevor Bauer did not have it again. That's three out of four starts for Trevor Bauer. And any time I've
said this. Not optimal for him.
No, not good at all. And any time you win a game when your starting pitcher is off and doesn't have it for the Indians is a bonus win.
Absolutely.
Fortunately, they were playing a minor league baseball team yesterday.
I don't even know if they qualify as a minor league baseball team. Those of you that complain about the Indians and where they're at right now, you better thank the high heaven that you're not the Baltimore Orioles. Not only does their baseball team blow, I mean, they're Cleveland Browns, historic, bad, awful. They have nothing in their farm system. They have nothing at the major league level. The Indians should sweep this weekend. I will be disappointed if the Indians
they need
lose.
To get all four?
They got to get all four. I will be extremely disappointed if the Indians don't sweep the Birds out of town. I will be very frustrated.
I'll be happy with three, but okay. Yeah, they were 47-115 last year. Right now, they're 14-28. They're the second worst team in baseball. Their starter's been chased out of like the last five games very early. And you know it's good for the Indians when, you know, Frankie's going to hit. He's 2-for-4. He's getting closer to 300, getting back to normal. Kipnis was 3-for-6. Six RBI, although I'm putting an asterisk by this. We'll get to this in a second.
and he touched them all twice.
Yes, two bombs, which is good to see. He's up to 216. Santana was 2-for-4. Gonzalez was 3-for-4. I mean, everybody was hitting yesterday except for Bowers. And Ramirez was 1-for-4. He creeped up to 196. So they can get healthy on this team. They absolutely have that opportunity. But so we're in the seventh inning, and I turned the game off because when the Indians got to the seventh inning, it was a ridiculously long game yesterday. They played a four-hour baseball game. against this team. And
that whole pace of play thing's really working out well for the commission right now.
God. So with the Indians, it has been. They've been playing quick games because they can't hit. So I turned the game, and they have good starting pitching. So I turned the game off and put the Portland game on, the Curry versus Curry battle on ESPN, because I'm absolutely going to watch NBA, Western Conference Finals. Even if you think you know the outcome, I'm going to watch that over this one, which turned into a laugher, although it was only 9-7 at the time I turned it off. I said, all right, I'll go back and forth. So I missed the play. So I want to run through this. You're going to have to explain this to me. And then baseball gatekeepers, because I got to remind everybody, Daryl and I were both in a similar boat. Did you umpire when you were younger?
I did not umpire when I was younger.
Okay, I did in high school and in college. I umpired a ton of games under my belt. And I knew the rule book inside and out.
Well, you have to if you're going to umpire.
You have to. Well, but sometimes you'd be surprised. Watching local baseball games in the area.
This is Lima we're talking about. So if you didn't know the rules, also
well,
would
you have
not
it on
be
your
surprised.
Phone. You can just consult with your phone now.
Coach comes out. Literally, coach comes out to argue with you. You're like, hang on, I'm looking it up right
Hold
now.
On.
Hang
what's,
on.
What's my
I'm
password?
Googling it.
Shut down the Tinder.
I'm Googling rule 15B-8.
Okay.
Point
do they
nine.
Have, do they have an app for balls and strikes where you can just hold up the
oh,
camera?
Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah, like what is it?
Like a scanner app.
Yeah.
It does the Q scanner or whatever. Yes.
Just hold it up and it tells you, oh, okay, ball.
Yes, we have the technology. What the hell? Why are we still using umpires to call balls and strikes? Anyway, that's a different debate. I've got into it with Ken a number of times. And he's flip-flopped a number of times on that one. We'll welcome him back on Monday. He apparently wants to do all 4 hours on Monday on Adam Gase.
That doesn't surprise me.
He did
at
a
all.
Victory lap yesterday on Adam Gase, and I'm like, Ken, my argument was that Adam Gase was a better coach from day one than Hugh Jackson. You can't wiggle your way out of this. You lost that debate. Anthony won, Ken zero.
He's now a better GM than Hugh Jackson.
Oh, that's
he'll,
right.
He'll twist it somehow.
I know. I can't wait. Anyway, and we'll get into the game. We didn't have time for it yesterday. In fact,
speaking of dumpster fires,
we will write it down, and we'll get to it a little bit later on. I'm amazed that as this play unfolds and you're about to hear something. I don't know how many of you were still watching the game. Maybe because the Indians were doing well, you want to keep watching.
Yeah, bases were loaded, seventh inning, one out,
and Jason Kipnis
infield brought in.
Mm-hmm.
Very elementary, basic, little league situation for the Baltimore Orioles. And that's when you said minor league team. No, they don't even qualify to be a little league team. Because they screwed up one of the most basic plays in baseball last night.
Jason Kipnis bounces one towards second. They're running back. They don't tag Lindor. They get the out, and they say safe at first. Now the throw home. They're safe there. They completely botched it. I don't know what in the world happened there.
It went.
But it was clear that Alberto didn't tag Lindor, and then he waited too long.
He ran a bat.
All right, audio courtesy of STO.
That's okay, Matt. We also have no idea what in the world the Baltimore Orioles were trying to do on that play.
This is exactly what, like, if you're in the playoffs and you're the Indians, and let's say you were the roles were reversed, this is what you want. Bases are loaded, and you have a tailor-made 4-6-3. Now, there's a bounce, so, you know.
And the infield is drawn in, so the angle to throw back to second base is a little tighter. However, still very doable.
You absolutely can get just one out and only allow one run to score.
Correct.
That would have been textbook as well.
They got none,
but that's not my issue. I've seen bad baseball. I don't know if this reminded you of the Manny Acta years. Those were pretty bad.
That was Bad News Bears bad. That was first half of Major League bad. This was 1987, 88 Cleveland Indians bad. I mean, just ridiculously stupid baseball.
Well, I want baseball people to explain this to me. Either the scorekeepers or umpires, because
I will gladly explain this to you. Go ahead.
I noticed something at the end of the game. Looked like when I looked at the box score, they only give you three numbers.
Correct.
Right? And then they might, tell you who won the game, who had the save.
Well, they
who
give
had
you
the
three categories that really matter.
What are those three categories?
Runs, hits, and errors.
Well, if I were an alien.
Sometimes you get the lob. You get the left on base.
If I were. Oh, yeah, they've been doing that. If I were an alien and I landed on planet Earth yesterday, I say yes. And I happened to land at Carnegie in Ontario, but then I had to figure out I'm not paying those parking prices, not for that game. So I have to walk. I'll park under the bridge under the inner belt and just make my way over. Oh, I don't want to give away my secrets. So I look up there and I say, wow, clean game. I mean, imagine if you can actually speak English and you know what the E means and everything. If you're an alien.
This is an alien planet that has baseball.
Yeah, they would know. Here. They just play baseball differently where third base is first base and first base is third. Right. And left-handers are actually able to play in the field and right-handers are better pitchers.
And you tag the rudder.
Yeah.
Lima's found a planet that has life and they play baseball.
And they don't shift at all.
They just do opposite baseball. That's all it is. And the infield's the outfield.
What about bunting?
And the seventh inning, they don't stretch. The game's just over, which is perfect. Okay, so they look at that category, the aliens, and they look at the error category, and they go, oh, oof, clean game. This is baseball at the major league level. No. Daryl, what, why, and I've asked people this before, and no one can try to defend it. People can. 216-578-0092. Explain to me why I'm looking at that category and there are no errors.
Very easy, because the mental errors are not physical errors, okay? The second baseman made a fielder's choice. He made a decision to try and tag Lindor out, advancing from first to second. Missed the tag there.
That's an error. You missed the tag.
Not necessarily a physical error. He threw the ball to first.
Did he do the right thing? Was it a commendable play?
Then he threw the ball to first base. The throw was too late. Then the throw home was
a mistake.
Also late.
I've got two errors, and I've got a third.
Those are three mental errors on the same play,
but I've got three physical errors.
Well, he didn't actually try to tag him until he threw the ball to, to first, and then he tagged him with the empty glove.
He's got it all backwards. See, the ball needs to be in the mitt. I hate to take everybody back to Little League. The whole point is tag with the ball in the mitt.
Now, maybe they're playing the alien rules, too, because there, if you tag without the ball, that's an out.
I mean, now you're trying to get me to explain why the Orioles did something, and anyone that has followed Orioles baseball for like the last 15 years or so understands, much like the Browns from 1999 to 2017, they just do stuff that defies any and all explanation.
They do, and you're right. Mental errors are not something that scorekeepers will tabulate.
It's just like, to your point, an outfielder that misplays a hop. Doesn't touch the outfielder.
Oh, I hate that. Gets
by him.
I hate that.
But that's not an error. It's a double or a triple.
You know, that's like in the NBA, we have turnovers, right?
But there was not a physical error committed. A lot of dumb mental errors, but no physical error committed, and therefore, no E4.
Basketball has a turnover statistic, and last night, the last play of the game, Portland down 3, Damian Lillard dribbling the ball on the left side, he gets stripped by Iguodala. That's a turnover.
Yes.
We don't say mental error, clean play. Like, we don't do that. It's actually, you're punished for your sins. Why in baseball are we not punishing them on the stat, as far as statistics go, on the sins of the fielder? To me, this that play right there, in one fell swoop, we used to have a segment on this show, it did not go well. The error statistic has lost all credibility. It's done. It's over. I don't want to look at it anymore. It means zilch. It means nothing to me. We've got to have advanced statistics that are better than that, right?
The throws were on target. The throw to first, on target, just late. The throw to the plate, on target, just late.
So I can just hold the ball till the runners all advance, make my throw, do it as beautifully as you possibly can.
Yep.
Poetry in motion.
Not an error.
Not an error.
Didn't go off your glove, didn't go off your hand. You didn't drop the ball. I mean, you dropped the ball mentally, obviously, but you didn't physically drop the baseball.
Owen says Sins of the Fielder should be a baseball movie on Lifetime. I cannot.
Marcia Gay Harden is the first base coach.
Oh, she should be in it. She's available. They never did a sequel to She's Too Young, which is unbelievable. She's too old.
She's on first.
Yeah.
What's on second?
Who? What? Third base. All right, 216-578-0092. The gatekeepers, explain it to me. Tell me how dumb I am. Tell me how I don't know anything about baseball. We already know that.
Do we really want to do 4 hours on how dumb you are?
Yes, we do.
Don't we do that every day?
I was going to say.
I think we've alluded to that.
Maybe we should switch it up a little.
By the way, coming up in like 40 minutes, your first chance to win $1,000, our national contest, as we will give out a code word. We'll give you a short code to text it to. Also, Mary Kay Cabot at 825 to tell us whether or not she is upset at all that Odell Beckham is only going to be a part-time participant in all of the camp stuff, and also Odell Beckham versus national radio show host. Seems like I'm
getting
sensing a theme.
Hooked again.
Everybody is falling for the trap. Bill in Cleveland, first off on the fan. Go ahead, Bill. Defend your sport.
So here's got a couple questions.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to be defending the honor of...
I think he will.
...the mental error.
Well, bunting. If you mess up a bunt, is that a physical or a mental error? You know, like, physically you messed up, but mentally you weren't there.
On offense or defense, though?
I don't know.
Because on offense you can mess up a bunt. On defense you can mess up a bunt.
By the way, I'm all for if a runner gets picked off at first, I'm all for adding that to the category. Like, we have to have a way to describe this.
But what happens if you get syphilis?
Volunteer testing for syphilis.
What do you mean?
Syphilis.
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 21 cases of syphilis.
Syphilis, man!
I said I have syphilis!
Oh my God, Hannah.
I think we can guarantee that as an error.
Yes, that will be an error.
Physical
by the way,
and mental.
Daryl has been indoctrinated into the show. It only took 5 days, but he is now an official cast member of the show. 216-578.
Working with a bunch of children.
Yeah, it's like on SNL. If you finally make it to Weekend Update, where you get to be one of the you get your character, then you're finally on the show. Until then, I still don't think Pete Davidson's on the show, though, by the way. All right, when we come back... We have about last night, as everybody just playing for second, as far as the NBA is concerned, bad news for Kevin Durant. And we've got an update on the PGA Championship. Did John Daly take off the governor on his golf cart? That's all straight ahead here on 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.